Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. Stop waiting to demand the best for yourself. Look, guys, 2 days left to sign up for the Daily Stoic New Year, New You Challenge. Stop putting it off. If you're going to do it, let's do it. I can't wait to see you. Sign up at dailystoic.com/challenge. But anyways, here's today's message. This is that weird time of the year where we start to think about how we want the following year to go. In this case, how we want 2022 to go. We start thinking about what we call resolutions, the promises we make to ourselves about what we're going to do in the next 12 months, the habits we're going to quit, the skills we're going to learn, the standards we're going to hold ourselves to. Now, on the one hand, it's a wonderful and inspiring bit of reflection that the whole world comes together to do this at the same time. It's excellent that everyone has finally decided to get in shape, to stop smoking, to try to give back more, to commit to being a better friend or relative, or to read a certain number of books. But it's also strange that everyone puts it off for so long. We treat our self-improvement like it's a school project we hope might just complete itself, praying that maybe our teachers or parents will handle it for us. Well, they won't. Epictetus asked, why is it that we wait to demand the best for ourselves? It's crazy. And here you are today, staring down the barrel of 2022. And while the best time to demand the best for and of yourself was years ago, second best time is now, right now. Put the missed opportunity behind you and repeat this passage from Epictetus. From now on, then, resolve to live as a grown-up who is making progress and make whatever you think the best law is that you never set aside. And whenever you encounter anything that is difficult or pleasurable, highly or lowly regarded, remember that the contest is now. You are at the Olympic Games. You cannot wait any longer. And that your progress is wrecked or preserved by a single day and a single event. Can you do that? Can you start right now? Stop putting stuff off. No more, I'll start on Monday. No more, in the future, I'll do better and expect better. No. Demand the best for yourself now. What a grown-up does. And look, for the last 4 years, we've been doing this, the New Year, New You Challenge here at Daily Stoic. 21 actionable challenges presented one per day, built around the best, most timeless wisdom in Stoic philosophy. If you're serious about wanting to get the best out of yourself, this challenge has done that for literally thousands of people over the last 4 years, all over the world, in all different walks of life. 3 weeks of actionable challenges presented in an email per day from me. I do the challenges right alongside you. You'll see me in the Discord chat. You'll see me on the weekly calls we do together. But look, there's just 2 more days left to register. We always watch people wait. They always put it off, and then they don't come around to it. So don't wait. Sign up for the Daily Stoic New Year, New You Challenge to start 2022 off right. You can do that at dailystoic.com/challenge. We'd love to have you. And remember, Daily Stoic Life members get this challenge and all the other challenges we have planned for next year for free, plus our really popular past ones. So we'd love to have you there too. Sign up at dailystoic.com/challenge. Taking the bite out of it. And I'm reading to you today from the Daily Stoic 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by yours truly and my co-author and translator, Stephen Hanselman. You can get signed copies, by the way, in the Daily Stoic store. Over 1 million copies of the Daily Stoic in print now. It's been just such a lovely experience to watch it spend more than 250 weeks, consecutive weeks on the bestseller list. It's just an awesome experience. But hope you check it out. We have a premium leather edition at store.dailystoic.com as well. But let's get on with today's reading. To bear trials with a calm mind robs misfortune of its strength and burden. That's from Seneca's play, Hercules. The people you admire, the ones who seem to be able to so successfully handle and deal with adversity and difficulty, what is it that they all have in common? Their sense of equilibrium, their orderly discipline. On the 1 yard line, in the midst of criticism, after a heartbreaking tragedy, during a stressful period, they keep going. Not because they're better than you, not because they're smarter, but because they learned a little secret. You can take the bite out of a tough situation by bringing a calm mind to it, by considering it and meditating on it in advance. And this is true not just for our day-to-day adversities, but for the greatest and most unavoidable trial of it all, our own eventual death. Could come tomorrow, it could come in 40 years. It could be quick and painless, or it could be excruciating. Our greatest asset in the ordeal will not be religion, will not be the wise words of philosophers. It will be simply our calm and reasoned mind. You know, I was just writing about this. I'm writing the Temperance book right now. And there's a quote from Angela Merkel that she has on her desk. I won't try to do the German pronunciation. She's saying there is strength in calm. Right? Try to think about a situation that you've ever made better by freaking out. Try to think of a situation where you're glad you were anxious, you're glad you were worried. It doesn't help things. It stresses you out, stresses the people around you out. It tires you out, right? It messes with your decision-making abilities. And so the reason the Stoics think about the worst-case scenario, we do the premeditatio malorum. The reason the Stoics aren't looking at the world through rose-colored glasses is that, you know, they don't want to be saying, as Seneca said, I didn't think that could happen, right? You want to be able to say instead, as Epictetus said, ah, this is what I trained for. This is what I've prepared for. I recognize this. I know what I'm supposed to do here, right? That's what philosophy is about. That's what Stoicism is about for the big and little adversities of life. It's a tool. It's a way to prepare. It's a way to take the bite out of them in advance. And most of all, this the big elephant in the room, the thing this is directed at, which the whole sort of final month of the Daily Stoic is directed on, is that idea of death or mortality. Cicero, Montaigne, they all riff on this idea that to philosophize is to learn how to die. That ultimately that's the thing that we're all preparing for. It's the one thing that we're all going to do. And so we think about that in advance too. I don't like dwell on death. It doesn't depress me, but I do think about it often. I mean, look, here's my Memento Mori coin. I've got a reminder of like a piece of a tombstone. I've said this before on my bathroom counter. I've got a bunch of different little reminders of mortality for a reason, right? Because I don't want it to be a looming thing. I want it to be something that's there, that I'm familiar with, that I'm intimate with, that I understand. And then that shapes how I act in the present. It makes me quicker to apologize. It makes me quicker to move on. It makes me quicker to accept. Also makes me quicker to feel gratitude and joy and happiness. Because I don't know how long I have. None of us do, right? So we prepare. To philosophize is to learn how to die. That's also to philosophize is to learn how to live with the reality of this predicament, this fact that we were all all born with a terminal diagnosis. The prognosis was fatal from birth. So we study it, we get up close and personal with it. Just as the prognosis was difficulty, adversity, Murphy's Law, it's always there. It's always there. But to be calm, right? To be calm is to be strong. To prepare for them in advance robs them of some of their power, makes us stronger, better, braver, calmer. So here we are almost wrapping up the year. I hope Memento Mori has been a part of your practice, but I hope you make it part of your practice. It's been totally life-changing for me. And I wish you all the best. I hope to see you in the Daily Stoic New Year, New You Challenge that we're doing. And it's really my honor and pleasure to be able to produce this podcast, to make this stuff for you guys, to be supported in my pursuit of this philosophy, to be made better. You know, Seneca says that we learn as we teach. I feel like I got the best job in the world. I appreciate all the support. It's been wonderful meeting many of you at the Painted Porch this year. It's been wonderful hearing from you, the way that Stoicism has changed your life, the impact that it's had. That keeps me going. I feel the same way. And wishing you a happy new year, and we'll talk soon. Demand more of yourself in 2022. And one of the ways you can do that is by joining us in the Daily Stoic New Year, New You Challenge. All you have to do is go to dailystoic.com/challenge to sign up. Remember, Daily Stoic Life members get this challenge and all our challenges for free. But sign up, seriously. Think about what one positive change, one good new habit is worth to you. Think about what could be possible if you handed yourself over to a little bit of a program. We all pushed ourselves together. That's what we're going to do in the challenge. I'm going to be doing it. I do the challenges, all of them, alongside everyone else. I'm looking forward to connecting with everyone in the Discord challenge, all the other bonuses. Anyways, check it out. New year, new you, the Daily Stoic Challenge. Sign up at dailystoic.com/challenge. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.